a unique quiz group. On the third Tuesday of every month at 2 o'clock in the afternoon, four members in Southwest England join together via group telephone call to take part in the big virtual pub quiz. Community support worker Jenny Gaywood tells us why this group is so special. This monthly quiz has been running for a couple of years. With a joint age of 392 years, it is not just any quiz group. Three of the members are 100 years or over, and they are joined by a youngster at 91 years. They participate in an hour of general knowledge quiz questions, hearing each other's knowledge of certain topics. I'm always blown away with how they have retained so much information, and I wanted to introduce you to them. Peggy Harding, 101 years old. Peggy enlisted into the Women's Royal Naval Service, the WRENS, in 1943. After serving as an official duties linguist, serving in France, Germany and the UK, Peggy was discharged as a third officer WREN in 1946. Peggy has always enjoyed swimming and used to regularly go open water swimming in the sea at Torquay, where she lives. She still regularly attends Blind Veterans UK coffee mornings. Peggy says, "I really enjoy the quiz tremendously. I couldn't answer a single question in University Challenge, so I hope I'm better at the virtual quiz." Joan Jepson, 101 years old. Joan joined the Auxiliary Territorial Service in March 1942, serving in the UK and Italy. She was discharged as a private in 1954 and joined the Foreign Office, working in Vienna. Living in a small, sleepy Devon village, she enjoys gardening and tennis and is a very popular character in the village. Joan says, "I absolutely love taking part in the monthly quiz. It really gets the grey matter going and it's good to keep your brain active." Dick Northam, 100 years old. Dick joined the RAF in July 1942 and trained as a fitter on DC-3s in India. He was discharged as a leading aircraftman in January 1947. After this, he went to live in South Africa, working as a fitter in the South African Air Force, and returned to the UK in 1953. He used to play bowls to a very high standard and was an international bowls umpire. Dick has a huge knowledge of local history and still enjoys socialising in his local area of Wellington, Somerset. Dick says, "I enjoy taking part in the quiz as I like history and the questions get my brain working. I often get answers right from Mastermind and other TV quiz shows." Gilmore Jenkins, 91 years old. Gilmore enlisted into the Army, the Royal Artillery, as part of his national service in 1950. After serving in the UK, he was discharged as a gunner in 1952. He loves watching sport and enjoys woodwork at his home in Devon. He has made lots of bird boxes and takes part in NCP projects, which you will hear more about later. Gilmore says, "The four of us were strangers at first, but after each quiz, names and voices became more familiar. Imagine my surprise when, after a year of taking part, Joan and Dick told us they were about to turn 100. It has been a great pleasure for me to get to know everyone, even though it's only over the phone. It is an absolute pleasure to meet up with these extraordinary blind veterans members every month. Long may it continue." And if you want to find out what's happening in your area, contact your local community team.